This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia has launched a pre-dawn air raid on Ukraine's capital, killing at least one person and sending Kyiv residents scrambling into shelters once again to escape a relentless wave of daylight and nighttime bombardments. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Before daylight, the buzzing of drones can be heard above the city, followed by loud explosions as they were taken down by air defense systems. Early information from the Kyiv military administration says air defense forces destroyed at least 20 Shahed explosive drones in the city's airspace. It's Russia's third attack on the capital in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, in Moscow, residents there have reported hearing explosions, and the defense ministry says 8 drones had been fired at the city. Moscow calls it a terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. It said 5 drones had been shot down and the systems of 3 were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Ukraine hasn't commented on the Moscow attack, which would be one of its deepest strikes into Russia since the invasion began. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian sources report Ukraine launched one of its biggest drone attacks on Moscow Tuesday, with Russian defense ministry saying all were destroyed as they approached the city. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said 2 people were injured, one of whom was hospitalized in that early morning attack. The residents of two apartment blocks had been evacuated, but later were returned. There were no reports of deaths. The defense ministry said the drones were sent by Kyiv. Russian news agencies say they were all destroyed. Ukrainian drone attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks. The New York Times reported U.S. intelligence believes Ukraine was behind a drone attack on the Kremlin earlier this month. For more information on this and all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congress is back in Washington Tuesday, and topping the agenda is a debt ceiling deal that no one claims they really like. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
What's the message to House Democrats who have reservations about this compromise bill?
Talk to me.
President Biden acknowledges not all Democrats, particularly those on the left, may vote for the package Congress is taking up, but...
I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
His debt ceiling deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy runs 99 pages. Both can point to provisions they can call victories: funding medical care for veterans and changing work requirements for government aid and streamlining environmental reviews for energy projects. But each side has a job to do to win over enough lawmakers in their parties to pass it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China has expressed its support for Serbia following renewed violence between ethnic Serbs and NATO troops in Kosovo. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
China's ruling Communist Party has long been a critic of the NATO alliance, stemming partly from the bombing of Beijing's embassy in Belgrade during the 1999 air campaign to end Serbia's brutal assault on ethnic Albanian separatists in Kosovo. China does not recognize Kosovo's independence, and Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning on Tuesday placed the blame for the violence on a failure to respect Serbian political rights. Despite Serbs boycotting local elections and seeking to prevent Albanian mayors from taking office, Mao says Serbs should be granted control over municipalities where they form majorities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The disgraced CEO of a health technology company, Theranos, begins her stint in federal prison Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Elizabeth Holmes is scheduled to begin her 11-year federal sentence at a women's prison camp in Bryan, Texas. Holmes was sentenced in November for overseeing a blood testing hoax that claimed Theranos' technology could quickly scan for diseases and other problems with just a few drops of blood taken with a finger prick. She'll be leaving behind 2 young children, a son born in July 2021, a few weeks before the start of her trial, and a 3-month-old daughter who was conceived after a jury found her guilty on 4 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy in January 2022. Investor and fellow Theranos executive Ramesh Sunny Balwani was convicted of 12 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy and already has started serving his nearly 13-year sentence in a Southern California prison. I'm Donna Warder.
For expanded coverage of world news and events, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.